This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. More calls came Thursday for Israel to account for its airstrike on a convoy in Gaza that killed 7 aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. The International Anti-Hunger Charity said Thursday it has asked for an independent third-party investigation into the attacks, including whether they were carried out intentionally or otherwise violated international law. Israel's Armed Forces Chief Herzi Haliva said the attack was a grave mistake, which he blamed on nighttime misidentification. Speaking to the Associated Press, World Food Kitchen founder Chef Jose Andres said he believes the attack was deliberate.
I don't think it was an unfortunate mistake. It was really a direct attack on a clearly marked vehicles whose movements were known by everybody at the IDF. And I know Israelis. I have many friends that are Israelis and Jewish. I know Israelis there better than this war being waged.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu were expected to speak Thursday in their first phone call since the attack. NATO foreign ministers gathered in Brussels Thursday to mark the 75th anniversary of the alliance, formed April 4, 1949. NATO's focus these past 2 years has been Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba was in Brussels Thursday to remind NATO ministers Ukraine continues to need their help, particularly in the area of Patriot air defense systems.
I don't want to spoil the party, but of course my message, the birthday party, but my main message today will be Patriots, because saving Ukrainian lives, saving Ukrainian economy, saving Ukrainian cities depends on the availability of Patriots and other air defense systems in Ukraine. And we're talking about Patriots because it's the only system that can intercept ballistic missiles.
This is VOA News. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen arrived in Guangzhou Thursday to start her second visit to China in less than a year, for meeting with finance leaders and state officials there and later in Beijing. During a refueling stop in Alaska, the 77-year-old Yellen, a renowned economist and former chair of the U.S. Federal Reserve, told reporters her visit would be a continuation of a dialogue that began with a 2022 meeting between President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Indonesia.
We went for too long with too little communication, and misunderstandings developed. President Biden and President Xi agreed when they met in California that they would continue to stay in touch periodically.
Biden and Xi held their first call in 5 months Tuesday. The White House says the two leaders discussed Taiwan, artificial intelligence, and security issues. South Africa's National Assembly Speaker Nosiwe Mapisa-Nqakula announced her resignation Wednesday amid an investigation into alleged corruption during her tenure as defense minister. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Her announcement came amid an investigation into alleged corruption during her tenure as defense minister. Mapisa-Nqakula's home was raided last month by investigators as part of the corruption inquiry. They did not provide details on the investigation or the allegations. Mapisa-Nqakula said in a statement that my resignation is in no way an indication or admission of guilt regarding the allegations being leveled against me. Mapisa-Nqakula was defense minister from 2012 to 2021. South Africa's state-owned broadcaster SABC reported that she is suspected of receiving millions of rand in cash as bribes from a former military contractor.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Rescuers in Taiwan continue to search for survivors after a major earthquake hit the island Wednesday. Officials say the death toll there now has risen to 10, as AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Rescuers are searching for dozens of people still missing a day after Taiwan's strongest earthquake in a quarter century damaged buildings, caused multiple rock slides and killed 10 people. In the eastern coastal city of Hualien, near the epicenter, workers used an excavator to stabilize the base of a damaged building with construction materials. Some of the damaged buildings tilt at precarious angles with their ground floors crushed. More than 1,000 people were injured in Wednesday. Quake. About 700 are either still missing or stranded, including over 600 who are inside a hotel. Authorities say they're all safe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.